This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get The Moment of Happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. A few days ago, my family and I dropped off my younger daughter, Eleanor, at summer camp. It's her first time at sleepaway camp, her first time at this camp. And, you know, I think like many parents, I felt anxious. You know, was she going to have a good time? Was she going to make friends? Was everything going to be okay? I'm really waiting to get that first letter. And as I was thinking about this and feeling concerned for her, I comforted myself by remembering something that I had read in a book by one of my favorite writers about parenting. I'm just a big fan of the work of Michael Thompson. And one of the books that he wrote is called Mom, They're Teasing Me. And it's about basically issues related to children's friendships. And the book talks a lot about how to help children at risk and about how to handle school and neighborhood problems. But one of the main points that Michael Thompson makes, and this is the thing that really comforted me, was that we can't spare our children normal social pain. Normal social pain is part of growing up. And as much as we as parents want to protect our children from that, we can't. And in fact, I was thinking about it so much in the car on the way back that I went home and looked up. There's a whole chapter on normal social pain. And this is what I read. And I found it very comforting. Normal social pain comes from the inevitable and nearly universal aspects of group life and peer interactions. Every child is teased. Every child has a fight with a friend. Everyone likes someone more than that person likes them. A child can't be expected to have too much perspective on that. After all, it may happen to everyone, but it only hurts when it happens to you or someone you love. That's where we as adults have to remember that this normal social pain will pass and that there is a tomorrow with the potential for friendship and acceptance. And I just remind myself, I can't spare my children from normal social pain. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.